Good morning. We are continuing our topic of the prohibition of walking within 4 amos of somebody who is davening Shmoneh Esrei. And we said that there are 2 primary reasons for the prohibition. Number one, Shechina Kenegdo. When somebody is davening Shmoneh Esrei, is having a conversation with the Shechina. We're not permitted to walk between and interrupt that conversation within 4 amos in front of the person davening Shmoneh Esrei. Then the other reason is that we shouldn't disturb the kavana of the person who is davening Shmoneh Esrei, so don't walk within 4 amos in front of him. And we also went through the discussion of what area does it apply to. Is it only directly in front of the person within 4 amos, directly in front, walking in front of it, or also in the area in front of him, even if it's not directly in front? For example, even if it's simply in his peripheral vision, that indeed could be a problem according to some poskim as well, but that's a machlokas. Today we're going to start the discussion of, are there heterim, are there times that it would be permitted indeed to walk in front of somebody who is davening Shmoneh Esrei? We're going to see a number of heterim, a number of times that certain poskim, not all poskim, but certain poskim are lenient. And we're going to start with the following situation. The Mishnah Berurah brings that if somebody is davening in back of something that is 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, is it permitted to walk in front of him? So our prior topic was, can you sit in front of somebody who is in back of a mechitza? So we said that if the mechitza, that divisor, that the thing that's dividing between the person davening Shmoneh Esrei and back of it, the person walking in front of it, if it's at least 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, then it would be permitted to sit in front of that person. However, when it comes to passing in front of that person, that would indeed be problematic. It is not sufficient that there be something that is 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, because the concern here that the Mishnah Berurah brings is that the person who is davening Shmoneh Esrei can still see the person passing by him. So in fact, that is what the Mishnah Berurah brings down. That's the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Chai Adam. And in fact, that's how the Halachas Ketanos and the Pri Megadim also Paskin. They were talking about when there's a bima and somebody is davening in back of the bima, and somebody passes in front of the bima. So they say, Yesh lahachmir lahavor b'bima. You can't pass in front of the bima if you're passing in front of somebody who is davening Shmoneh Esrei, even though it is a reshus b'fnei atzmo. It's an area, it's a halachic reshus, it is in a halachic territory to itself. It doesn't matter. The concept is not the halachic question of, is it separate, but can the person who's davening see the person who's walking in front of him? And in fact, when we mentioned just now that the halachas ketanos, this is the question that was asked by the tshuvas halachas ketanos, is it permitted to pass in front of somebody who is davening? And there is a division, there is a mechitza, it's 10 tefachim high, but 4 tefachim wide, and he says as follows, the afa gav de makam chashuv kazeh hevi hefsek lekama dvarim, even though in many areas this would be considered a separate area, a separate entity, and you're in back of it, so in various areas in Lacha it would be permitted, and it would be considered a mechitza. Here, that is not the case, and it brings down 2 reasons. Number one is the Shechina ein la hefsek, kol man shamis palo roe, as long as the person who is davening can see someone walking in front of him, that is walking in between him and the Shechina. And number two, is it still going to have a negative impact on his kavana, because he can see? Accordingly, here we see that if it's a smaller mechitza, if it's a reshus b'fnei atzmo, but the person davening can still see the person walking by, that is not going to be sufficient. But if it's of a mechitza of the nature that the person davening Shmoneh Esrei cannot see the person walking in front of him, even if he's within 4 amos, then we would be lenient. So this is going to be our heter number one, but I just do want to mention that the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees with all the aforementioned poskim, and he's even more lenient. He is of the view that if there is a mechitza, even if it's just 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, that would be sufficient and act as a hefsek, even though that is not very high, 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide, it's a small partition, and that would enable, if there's somebody davening in back of that partition, that would enable somebody to walk in front of him. But the fundamental first heter is if you're in a reshus acheres, if you're in reshus acheres, because there's a real mechita between you that the person davening cannot see, the person walking in front of him, accordingly, even if the person walking in front of him is within 4 amas of him, that would be sufficient according to the poskim, a number of the poskim that we have just seen. Have a wonderful day.